So let's begin. We got bottom of Kuf Amud Beis. That's where the sugya really begins. It's three lines from the bottom. The last word, it says Osam. So the Gemara says Osam bnei Adam. Those people should kiddushu bebeis haknesses. Those people that would make kiddush on a Friday night in the shul. What's the halacha regarding kiddush Friday night? Says Rav. I'm a Rav. Yidei yain lo yotzu, yidei kiddush yotzu. What does that mean? Yain, you're not yotze. Kiddush, you are yotze. So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashbam, Rashbam is the bottom half. Rashbam towards the bottom, around 15 lines from the bottom, says Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Right to Rashbam, Afa Pishlo Shosu, even though you may not have drank anything from the wine, you're still Yotze Kiddush. The Kaimalon, the Makadesh Charch Shiatum, we hold that the Makadesh, the person saying Kiddush, has to taste some of the wine, only the guy saying Kiddush. Im lo tam ela echamehem. If only one person there tasted it, yatsu kulan yidei chavasan. Everybody else is yotzei the kiddush. He goes on to say further, k'nemuchach be'erivin b'shile b'chal maravin. Like it's proved at the end of Maseches Erivin. Umihu lichadchila. However, the best thing to do is sarech sheyitamu kulan. Everybody should really taste from the kiddush. Lo tzrichin su lakdushe b'beisan. You don't have to say kiddush once again in your house. Delo bay rav kiddush b'makom suda. So Rav says, you're Yotze Kiddush in Shul, even though not everybody may have tasted. As long as the guy saying Kiddush or the Ketanim who are waiting to get their little shot glasses, they drink, you're Yotze Kiddush Friday night. That's the Rav's opinion. Even though you don't drink it, and even though there's no Suda afterwards. Because he holds, you do not require Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, he does not hold to that din. We'll see in Shmuel in a second.
So as long as you heard the Kiddush, you're out.
As long as you heard the Kiddush and somebody tasted it.
Somebody tasted it.
Anybody.
Even a child.
Somebody tasted it. You're Yotze Kiddush. That's according to Rav, though.
Even if it's not wine.
Grape juice works also, right. Yeah. That's another discussion in Gemara's Bava Basra talk about, that grape juice also works for wine. But yeah. But the halacha is, let's say a person is, he gets stuck. He's going up to the country and gets stuck in a lot of traffic and can't make it for Shabbos. What's he supposed to do? So you pull over wherever you can, get to the closest hotel. You go to the local fruit store. You buy some grapes. Squeeze the grapes. And that's your kiddush wine.
Wow.
Yep.
Easier just buy whiskey, or a beer.
Okay, so that the best thing to do, of course, is getting grape juice.
You have time to squeeze
right.
Now.
If you don't have time to squeeze, that's right. So then, I guess beer lechor should work then. Yeah.
Or you can just put it on the pot. No. Can't you just do kiddush?
Yeah. If nothing else, you could do it on the bread. Right.
Sorry.
Fine. So that's according to Rav. Rav holds that you're Yotze Kiddush. What does it mean when Rav says Yide Yain Lo Yatu, but Yain you're not Yotze? Let's look at the Rashbam again on the bottom. Yide Yain Lo Yatu, Shim Yeshlehem Yain Bebesam, if he has grape juice or wine in his house, Lishtos to drink, Chayavim Levarech Bebori Priyagafen, he has to say another bracha again, She'einan Pturim Bebirkas HaKosho Shtias Yain Sheshos Bebes Kassas. Let's say he did drink wine in the shul. He's not Yotze that one, to say, keep that same brach for the one when he goes home, me'acha she'aku mimkomam, since he left his place, which is, what's the problem of leaving your place? D'havle hesach hadas. He had a lapse in his mind, there was a breakup in das, b'tzarech levarech. Okay, so that's the halacha, according to Rav. Again, Rav says, you yotze kiddush in shul, because you don't need the context of a suda, just as long as kiddush was made. And on the other hand, however, you have to repeat a brach of hagafen if you decide to drink more wine or grape juice at home. Now comes along Shmuel, and Shmuel Amar, Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yotze. Going on to the next Amud, even Kiddush, you're not Yotze. Why are you not Yotze Kiddush? The Gemara is going to explain in a second. So let's finish this, I guess, the sugi here a little bit before we go into some interesting halacha lemaisa. So, El L'Rav, Lamalei L'Kiddusha Bebesa. So if, according to Rav, a person goes to Shul Friday night and he davens, and he's Yotze Kiddush already, so why did you have to repeat it again in his house? In order to be Yotze, to Moti, rather, his children who are at home, his wife and his children. Okay? Now, Shmuel, Lomali Likadusha Bebes Kanishta. If Shmuel says you're not Yotze anything, you're not even Yotze Kiddush, so why say it at all in the shul? Says the Gemara, La Fuke Orchim Yidei Chavasam, the Ochlu Veshasu Veganu Bebe Kanishta. To be Moti, the guests, the Orchim, who are staying in shul, who eat in the shul, who are drinking in the shul, and who are sleeping in the shul, and this way they're motzi those Orchim. That's why we say Kiddush.
Can't they do Kiddush for themselves? Those Orchim.
So exactly, why do it in the context of
of everybody, like before Alino Shabbat? Like I just don't get it. Like
wait till they go have the meal and say then.
Right. Let them go and have their own kiddush. Right. Like, I mean, I just over here they don't do kiddush, but I daven in a couple of shuls for Rockaway and in Atlantic Beach they do kiddush and they do Avdalah and they, you know, but they do kiddush before Alino Shabbat, and I don't get like. First of all, today there's no Ohim who stay in the shul, but even though, let's just say there is an Oyach. Let him do Kiddush on his own. Why? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they do it then either. I don't know why. Maybe they're concerned, maybe the guests may not know how to make Kiddush. There seems to be some concern they may not know how to do it. So this way, let's do it now as part of davening. Once they're still here in davening, then they're Yotzei and then could go on to have the meal later on.
I got it.
Yeah, but there's still a problem, sorry, because Kiddush has to be directly before. There can't be any heftek between Kiddush and the meal, so there's somewhat of a problem. But yeah, sorry.
No, there's no food anywhere.
Right.
It's just wine.
Right.
But sometimes he does the bechal, he gives it to my kid to drink, and he doesn't drink at all. So I always wonder to myself, is that bechal vatalah? But I guess he goes according to Rav.
Right. Well, I mean, we happen to hold like Shmuel. We'll see in a second why. We'll discuss halacha ma'isa why that's done. Though he holds like Rav in that as long as one person tastes, it's okay. Right. But the difference between Rav and Shmuel is Rav does not require the context of a Suda. You could still have the Yotzei Kiddush. Shmuel requires a Suda to be Yotzei Kiddush. So where's the Suda? The Suda is, because the Orchim are going to eat dinner later, a little bit later on.
But isn't there also a rule of Revit Yain is Masbia? So isn't that...
And therefore what?
It's like a Suda. I mean, it's like a Makom Suda. If you drink a Revit of wine, you can... That's it. You're liable in Brachachona. It's as if you...
That gets into another discussion. What exactly works is counted as a Suda? We'll get to that. We'll get to that discussion in a second. Okay. Fine. You wanted to say something? Sorry, David.
No.
I confused the
Kol Shelcha. About Chakol.
Okay, so that's just a few more lines before we discuss some interesting halach lemaisa. So, v'ozdu Shmuel, this is five lines from the bottom of Amun Aleph, v'ozdu Shmuel l'tameh. Shmuel goes according to his general shita. Damar Shmuel, ein kiddush el b'makom suda. Kiddush only works in the context of a suda. So it comes out here, what's the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel? The machlokas is whether or not you require kiddush b'makom suda or not. You need kiddush in the context of a meal. Rav says you don't need it in the context of a meal. Therefore, you're yotzei Friday night in shul. Shmuel says otherwise. So that comes to the question, nowadays, where there are no shuls that we know of, at least nothing here in New York, where you're saying kiddush for orchim. No orchim are staying in the shul to eat, to drink, and to sleep. So why in the world are we saying kiddush till Friday night in those shuls that say it? The Torah, in fact, brings this down. It's brought down also in Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to do this. So many shuls do it according to the Shulchan Aruch. The question is why? Isn't it brachal vatala? So the Torah says, the Tosos actually, look, Tosos brings this interesting din, and the Torah says the reason why we do kiddush is based on what Tosos writes. Look in Tosos, back in Kuf Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. All the way to the end of Tosfos, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Which
the Tosos Yidei, right here, this one, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, the end of Amud Beis, Kuf Amud Beis. Yidei Kiddush, it's around five lines from the bottom there. I have a period in mind. Kosov B'Shem Rav Nutrunai. Writes Tosfos. Kosov B'Shem Rav Nutrunai, Gaon, B'tshuvas Mikachim Beisek Nesses, why? We'd make Kiddush in Shul. The Nosein Latoch Einov, they would place the wine in their eyes, Lirafua, for a certain health reasons. Kedamar, the Gemara Brachos tells us, P'siya Gasa, people take large steps when they walk, No tells echan mi chamesh meos me or enav. It takes 1/500th of their eyesight away. Ve'emas mahadrele. How does it return back to them? Says the Gemara. Bekiddush debei shimsha. The Friday night bei shimsha is a reference to bein hashmashos, referring to really Leil Shabbos. Kiddush Friday night. Umiu kos ba'avi ha'ezri kos ba'hai refuah matil meva l'kiddush shibe beisla. You can still do it in your house. So according to Rav Nutrai, no. The reason why we do kiddush Friday night, you're right. There are no guests anymore, but there's a certain refuah there. And we want to help everybody there to have this refuah. So the response to the Rav Yosef says, what do you mean? Why do it in shul? Do it in your house. It's a stam good kasha. So why do it in Friday night? What's the hesber to do it still Friday night? And also machlok is, what exactly is the refuah? If you look in the Gemara Brachos itself, it says, when you drink the actual cup, or you look at the kiddush, don't say anything about putting in your eyes. So machlok is exactly how the refuah works. Now if the refuah works by putting the wine mamish in your eyes, others have a problem. You can't do refuah on Shabbos. If you're drinking it or looking at it, that doesn't look like refuah, that's okay. Taking the wine and rubbing it in your eyes, there's an issue to do refuah on Shabbos. So how are you able to do that?
That's why you put it in Avdalah too?
Right. It might be. Some bring this as a source. It might be. The Mordechai, the end of the Mordechai and Yuma, Masech Yuma, brings this this idea also of putting it in your eyes, the on top of your eyes, the wine. I think he says because of siman bracha, not because of refuah, but I think because of some type of siman bracha.
I put it behind the ear too.
Oh yeah, I never heard that. Yeah.
No, we put it. I mean, we put it forehead, eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Like here, over here, in our pocket, and on the floor.
Take a bath in it.
No, I'm serious. That's what we do. It's like a whole shmirat enayim, shmirat oznayim, shmirat pei, shmirat everything, and then we do it on the house, on the floor. So we have bracha in the house. That's where they were.
Well, I've heard it was only that over here, the shoulders, and like the back pockets with the money.
Right, well, front pocket. Back pocket, you can't watch it.
So again, so why? So how? Why do it Friday night dafka? Why don't you do it in the shul? Why don't you do it when you get home? And secondly, isn't the problem with refuah if you're doing it on your eyes? So the Elia Rabba, one of the poskim on the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that mistama when they daven Friday night, they davened earlier, really earlier than it really became nightfall, because they were concerned to get home on time. So mistama is really daytime, so they're able to do the refuah still when it was yom out. That's why they did dafka Friday night. By the time you got home, it was already nighttime, you couldn't do it anymore. That's
but
where the
earlier accepted Shabbat.
Exactly. So I'm not sure why that would be. Once you mekabel Shabbos and you daven Maariv, it's already Shabbos. I don't care if it's daylight out, it's already Shabbos for you. And it's still Isra Melacha applies. So I'm not quite sure. Maybe the din of refuah doesn't apply. I'm not sure. That's what he says. The Ran says something very interesting. This is a very important halacha l'maaseh point. Once the Chachamim were misakin that we say Kiddush Friday night, we can't just come up and be okir. We can't just uproot it because we think it doesn't apply anymore. It's considered a Takanas Chachamim, and that's the way we have to leave it. A Minag Avosinu Biyadenu. Even though it may not make sense anymore, it's Minag Avosinu Biyadenu, and they compare it to when we say the Bracha Me'in Sheva after Marv, we say the Magin Avos, that Bracha, that was instituted because people might come late to Shul, and then we're going to all leave. People who come on time are going to leave. The people who came late are going to end up being there by themselves, walk home by themselves. We added an extra Bracha the end to delay davening, so the people who were slow will all leave together and walk home safely. That doesn't apply anymore in most places. In Europe, it does apply. In America, it clearly doesn't apply. It's safe to walk home. So why do we do it? Because that's the minhag avosenu, and that's why we do Kiddush Friday night in those shuls that still do it.
So Mikra Din, there's no need for it.
Mikra Din, there's no need for it. Correct. Exactly.
But what about the point of what if no one drinks that Kiddush wine?
Oh, sorry. Every shul I've seen, someone always drinks it.
Yeah, I always see that they wait for at least for a kid or something. But here,
maybe
not.
My son drinks it. Some other child. But many times the guy who does the kiddush doesn't even get a taste, which is just. And even when he does get a taste, he doesn't drink it. If he drinks a little bit, so it's like he's not even yotzei kiddush. So why is he even doing it? But it is again minhag.
Right, just a minhag, exactly.
Okay.
That shows the power of a minhag, even a bracha latala. I went to a shul. There's a shul that if there are no kids Friday night, they won't do Kiddush Friday night. Only if there are kids. But if there are no kids, then they won't say it. So I'm not sure why that would be.
Why? The adult doesn't. So I guess the guy who does the kiddush is like, I'm not drinking.
I guess. I'm not sure why that would be. He says the bracha latala, but he won't taste it. I don't get it. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
He doesn't want to be yotze the bracha.
Exactly.
If I don't do it levatala, I'm not doing it at all.
Now, we paskin like Shmuel, who says, Ein kiddush el b'makom suda. That's how we paskin. Ein kiddush el b'makom suda. The question becomes, so what does it mean b'makom suda? So the way you paskin, the Ramah says, it has to be la'alter. Right after kiddush, you're supposed to wash. Now, many houses are not so makbid on this, and they perhaps should be makbid on this. After Kiddush, people oftentimes sit down and just dray around the table and schmooze a little bit. It should really be after Kiddush to wash right away. Now, a big shy that comes up, what about Leil Seder? Leil Seder would say Kiddush, and usually 45 minutes, hour and a half until we actually get to Motzi Matzah. It's a tremendous half-stick between the Kiddush and Suda. Isn't that Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda? How do we accomplish that? So the classic answer that's given is that no, the entire Haggadah that we're saying is really Tzorach Su'uda, it's really for the Hallel should be said, right? We Om Hallel Al Haggadah and Al Matzah, that's why Lechem Oni, Lechem She'onim Dvarim Harbe'elav, we said this earlier in Pesachim, that it's a Lechem, that we say a lot of things on top of them, we say Haggadah, we say Hallel, all these things are really Kim and Matzah, so it's a continuation, it's really all Tzorach Su'uda, it's not viewed as a Hefsek.
I'm sorry, but Enki Dush. Ela b'makom suda doesn't ring out to me that it has to be immediate. Just rings that okay. So we're sitting here. We did kiddush. Now there's bread on the table. We're going to do a motzi eventually, just like Leila Seder. Even though Leila Seder is more of an act towards it, whatever. But, you know, it's going to happen. It doesn't have to be now. Could be in 5, 10, 15, 20, 35 minutes. Sounds like it's got to be in the same general location, you know? That's what it sounds like. Makom Zuda. I mean, it's, you know, my father yesterday davened here at 7:15. I came to daven at 8:30. So by the time he got home, does kiddush, but he waits for me to break bread, if you will. But he waited for me. But that's a makom suda. What says that it has to be now?
Right. So I'm not sure the source of the Gemara. I think it's a good point. But makom suda sound like the place of the suda. You're right. But the Ramah, again, I'm not sure why and how the Ramah and the Magen Ramah all say it has to be la'alta. The Zman also has to be there as well. I'm not sure the source of it, but that's how we pass it. Maybe the Sfarim are also, perhaps they're different. The Ramah says this. Only the Ashkenazim have to be Makman. Maybe the Sfarim don't have to be Makman. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Now, the Lamdis in, we still have some, a little bit more time. So the Lamdis in the Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda, there's a Chakir that said as follows. What's the requirement of the Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda? Is that for the purpose of Kiddush, or is that for the purpose of Suda? I mean, let's say I say Kiddush, and then I have Suda later on. Is my Kiddush lacking, or is my Suda lacking? So you look at the top Rashi, not Rashbam, the top Rashi. Rashi writes, Kiddush el b'makom suda, vim kiddush v'lo sa'ad, lo yotzei de kiddush. If you don't have a suda after kiddush, you're not yotzei kiddush. Kiddush requires suda afterwards to be yotzei. Others say, no, you're yotzei kiddush. You just, your suda needs a kiddush prior to it. You have to just repeat another kiddush later on. The number of nafkaminas that are there, so if somebody doesn't want to eat, he's not hungry on Shabbos. Should he say Kiddush or not? So according to Rashi, no. Because if you don't eat afterwards, you're not yotzei Kiddush. So you shouldn't say Kiddush. But if, according to the other Rishonim, I think the Meiri, yeah, say Kiddush. Don't eat, but you say Kiddush. Yeah, at least you're yotzei Kiddush, and Suda you deal with later.
And then you do another Kiddush when you do Suda.
Exactly. Exactly. The Briskers are very machmir on this. To always, let's say they say had Kiddush right after davening, Kiddush and Chont. And then they're going to have their Suda later on. They say Kiddush again, right before the Suda, to be yotzei both shitas of the Rishonim. The Kiddush should always have a Suda afterwards, and a Suda should always have a Kiddush before. Another discussion in the postgame. When having Kiddush, do you have to have bread right afterwards? Or is it enough to have mizonos? Everyone agrees fruit are not enough, but do mizonos work? So that's a machlokas postgame. And they say the same thing. If the din is that Suda requires Kiddush, so you need a Suda, what does Suda pass? You need lechem. Mizonos won't work for Kiddush. But if it's for the Kiddush requires a suda afterwards, you don't need the Kiddush doesn't require pas. You just need something chashiv. Mizonos would be enough to be yotzei your Kiddush afterwards. That's how they say this machlok is what it's based on. Actually, a shaila. Someone asked me a shaila on Shabbos. They had a bris to go to in somebody's house around the corner. We got the bris?
No.
I just had the shalom zacha though.
Yeah.
Okay, so... So he lives around the corner. He wanted to know what's the best thing for him to do. Should he first say Kiddush and wash at home and have in mind to go to the bris and eat later on and then go back to finish the meal?
Oh, in a different house.
Wash in his house, go to the bris around the corner and come back home. Or should he go to the Kiddush, say Kiddush and have mizonos without bread and then wash later on? Which is better? So I said to him, I think both are really fine. You are l'chachil allowed to say Kiddush with mizonos. You don't have to have dafka bread. We don't paskin that way. You're allowed to have mizonos, that's fine, and have the wash later on. Also, you're also allowed to have in mind when having bread, when you wash, you could say, I'm having in mind to eat my bread here and eat another place and come back. That's all that. As long as your initial das is that way, you could do that as well, l'chadchila.
Wow. So, seems like a big problem, that one.
That happens to be a sugi that comes up in Arvi Pesachim. It's a much more complex topic about hesach, das, and shinu makom. We're about to get the shinu makom, but l'chadchila, if you have that in das, you're allowed to do that.
What did he do?
He said Kiddush at home and washed and continued the Suda at the bris and went back home to finish it.
But why not say Kiddush with the Suda?
No, because he had to take a Shinui Makom is a problem. To eat in one place and then change in the middle of the meal to eat somewhere else is a problem of Hesach Adas.
What do you mean? He doesn't need to eat in his home. He eats in the bris place.
That's what he's saying.
Right, but there's no bread at the place of the bris.
Oh.
There's only mizonos.
Oh, he knows that.
Yeah. Okay, and one last thing on this topic. Sorry, it's such a beautiful thing that's connected to yesterday's parsha, the Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai writes, what's the pshat, what's the tam of davar of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. He says, our goal is to be misakin the chet of Adam and Adam Rishon, Adam V'Chava. Where's the chet? Achila, they ate something they shouldn't eat. So we have to be Makadish ourselves by eating the right thing. He writes this in the Akdama to Parshas Bereishis, that Ein Kiddush, we can only be Makadish ourselves through the Suda. And that's why you have to have the context of the Suda. We have to Makadish ourselves through the proper eating in the proper context. That's what he writes, says the Talmud Davar. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. We should have enough time to finish it still. Says the Gemara now, we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Savar minei. So they thought as follows. After we paskin, it seems like we Shmuel holds Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. Savar minei, hani milei mi bayis lebayis. The only time that Shmuel thinks it's a problem of Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda, you can't take Kiddush in one place in Shul and have the Suda in your house later on. That's only a problem when you go from one house to another house, from a shul to a house. But one place to another place, within one house, you go from your dining room to your living room to your kitchen, that's all okay according to Shmuel. You make Kiddush Atzei in your kitchen, and you have your Suda in your dining room, that seems to be okay according to Shmuel.
So if you have a Kiddush, for example, in Sukkot, it was raining or whatever, I don't remember.
On Shabbat? And,
no, on Shabbat. Whatever, I don't remember.
On Sukkah, they're saying first night, we say Kiddush in the Sukkah.
And then eat inside.
Yeah.
That's considered no problem.
Yeah. Okay, according to this Gemara, it seems that would be completely okay, right. Again, unless your Sukkah might depend on whether your Sukkah is connected to your house or not connected to your house. So it's disconnected, detached.
Then maybe it's two different houses. It's on the same lot.
If it's fenced in, maybe, yeah, I'm not sure.
He has it in the neighbor's house.
Okay, so says the Gemara now. Amar Laho Rav Anan Bar Tachlifa. Zimnin Sagin, there have been a number of times. Have a Kamina Kami de Shmuel. I was in front of Shmuel. This is Rav Anan says, I stood in front of Shmuel. The Nochis me Igra La'ara. He went from the roof to the ground level. Have Hadar Mekadesh, and then he would say Kiddush again.
Chozer v'Mekadesh.
Exactly. He would say Kiddush once again. So why? He said Kiddush on the roof. In the same house. Well, exactly. He was on the roof. And then he went down to the bottom. He had to repeat Kiddush again because he ate the meal on the ground level. Why do you have to repeat Kiddush again? So we see from here that he holds that from one place to the next place, even with one house, one welcome to the welcome, you would have to repeat it. V'af, Rav Huna Sava, Rav Huna also is of the opinion, Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Suda. You could only say Kiddush in the context of a Suda. The Rav Huna Kaddish, he made Kiddush. And then Vis Akrole Sharga, then his candle went out. He brought all the stuff, Lebe Ginnina, the Rabba Bray. He went to his house, his son's house, who he made like a chuppah, used to make for their sons and sons-in-laws, a chuppah, a place for them to live. So he went to his son's house, to have a shraga, because there the candle was still lit. The Kaddish, the Talmida, and there he said Kiddush again, and tasted something. Alma Kasava Ain Kiddush El Makam Suda. We see from here also, you have to have Kiddush in the context of Suda. He said Kiddush in his house, the light went out. He went to his next door, his son next door, had to repeat Kiddush once again.
I mean, with Rav Huna, it seems as if he went to a different, slightly different place, even if it's on the property. With Shmuel, it's in the same, literally in the same house.
Yep.
Like, we'd have to do Kiddush 60, 70 times every day. Right. You know, like, I walk from this room to that room to this, just from the kitchen to the dining room.
Right.
What's that?
But roof, two levels might be different than...
Okay, the Kavanah was different. You know, when you started, you didn't know that you're going to somewhere else. When you do that, it's obvious that you might pass from the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, but here, the light went off. So, I need to change really my place.
I guess.
This is
a good point.
It was sharp.
Tosis writes, when the Gemara says ta'am midi, when he had to taste a little bit, what does ta'am midi mean? So Tosis writes, ta'ima midi, nira, dehainu timas lechem. You have to have bread, dafka. That's what we were discussing before. What do you have to eat after Kiddush? So it sounds from Tosis, you dafka have to have bread. Others, we said before, enough to have mizonos. And Erez was saying before, you could even have the wine, you could even have a revis that also works as well. This comes up at a bris milah. So you had a bris milah, let's say, on Shabbos bris. So do you have in mind, when you say agafen, do you have in mind kiddush? But there's no meal there. What are you supposed to do? The meal's downstairs, the meal's somewhere else, the meal's not now. So what are you supposed to do? So some advise to have it, to make sure to drink a revis of the yain. Well, once you drink the revis v'yayin, that's soveya you, and your yotzei, your kiddush that way as well. Without even eating anything afterwards. Okay. Says the Gemara further now. Vaf Rabba. Rabba also suver ain kiddush elu makom suda. You only yotze in the context of a suda. Damar baye ki avina be mar. When he was in the house of Mar, which by Mar was Rabba. Baye was in the house of Rabba. Kevin Makadish, when we say kiddush, Amar lan, he'd say to us, ti'im amide, taste a little bit of something. Dilma ade is lisa lushpiza, because perhaps by the time you get back to your host where you're staying, Miss Akra Lechushaga, the candle might go out. Velo Makadish Lechuba Beis Achila. And you're not going to say Kiddush in the place of your eating. Kiddush Dehachan, the Kiddush you're hearing from me now, here, you're not going to be Yotze Lo Nafki, so you won't be Yotze. The ain't Kiddush El Makum Suda, you're not Yotze Suda. So, therefore, he advised taste a little bit something now to be Yotze Kiddush.
Nafkamina, I mean, we're learning that you can't do Kiddush where there's no Ner.
Ah, it's a good question. So I think it might just be practical reasons that...
Is he saying you'll have no light, or is he saying you'll have no Ner Shabbat? He's not saying there's no, you know, ura, there's no whatever, avuka, or whatever they call light back then. So it sounds like if there's no ner, don't do kiddush.
I think it's just very, if then, when there's no candle, it was pitch black, you couldn't function.
That little candle that they light for Shabbat was just for Shalom Bayit, I thought.
No, that. They probably lit a bunch of candles, but let's say...
So is he telling him the light is out? Like the?
No, he said, you might get back, and it was common, apparently, that candles would go out... Strong wind.
I guess they didn't have Anderson windows.
Right. So it goes out and you're stuck. You can't eat. You can't function without you go to sleep. You can't light any candles and you don't eat. No Kiddush. No
but sleep. Does he really mean the light of Shabbat is out? That candle that we light? Or does he really mean that there is no light?
I think it means there's no light.
Okay.
I don't think it means that you require... I think that's pashtus. Then the Gemara says, Aini, is this really true... That Shmuel, we hold like Shmuel, that you require Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Is that really true? We have the following statement that comes up a number of times in Shas. V'homer Abaye. Abaye says, Kol Mile de Mar. Everything Mar would do, Rabba. Mar, Abaye referred to Mar, Rabba as Mar. So when everything Mar would do, Rabba would do, have Avad Kirav. He'd always do like Rav, not like Shmuel. Do like Rav. Shmuel holds aim Kiddush B'Makom Suda. He holds like Rav. Libar Mehoni Slas, except for three things he'd hold like Rav. Sorry, he would hold like Shmuel. He would always hold like Shmuel, but three things he would hold like Rav.
No,
the other way around, I'm sorry, yeah. He would always hold like Rav, and there were only three cases he would hold like Shmuel. What were the three cases he would hold like Shmuel? David Kishmuel, Matir ni Begad li Begad. Let's say your tzitzis, you could take your tzitzis off of one Begad and tie them onto another Begad. That was completely permitted according to Shmuel. That's how he paskin. Also, which is coming up in the next Yontif, Malik and Minela Ner, you could light from one candle. The next candle, talking about Ner Chanukah, we're not concerned of losing any whatever the getting involved in the sugi there, but you can take one candle of Chanukah to light to another candle of Chanukah. V'alachok Rabbi Shimon b'Greira, when it comes to the Greira dragging a bench on the floor outside on Shabbos, Shmuel would permit you to do this to Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, go where all the mita, kisei v'safsal, you carry a bed, a chair, a bench, you could drag the Shabbos, u'bil v'achal, he's carving lasos charitz, as long as you don't have any intentions of making any... ditches or plowing on the ground, yeah. That's permitted on Shabbos. That we passing like Rabbi Shimon as well, because Davrish ain't on this cabin. So these are the only three cases we passing like Shmuel, that a rabbi passing like Shmuel. When it comes to Inkish El B'Makom Suda, he does not passing like Shmuel, he would Lechora passing like Rab. Why then does Rabbi hold Inkish El B'Makom Suda? Answers the Gemara, Ki Chomre de Rab Hava Avdei, Ki Kul Rab Lo Hava Avdei. No, when we say he holds like Rav across the board, except for those three, that means he holds like all the chumras of Rav. But not the kulas of Rav. In this case, Kiddush B'Makom Suda is a kula. Rav is Mekel. Rav says you do not require Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You could say Kiddush wherever you are, that's a kula. He doesn't hold like Rav when it's a kula. He only holds like Rav when it's a chumra. Therefore, Rav would hold like Shmuel in the case of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. So that ends the discussion of Rav versus Shmuel about Kiddush B'Makom Suda. But remember, they're both in agreement that when it comes to Yayin, Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu. Meaning, if you heard Kiddush, and let's say you drank some grape juice in Shul Friday night, you go home, you want to drink more, everybody agrees you have to repeat the new bracha Bori Pri HaGafen or HaGefen. You say HaGefen?
Gefen.
Gefen.
Gefen? No.
Yeah, Gefen. So you have to repeat it. However, comes along with Yochanan says... Yochanan says, Omar afi de yai nami yatsu.
Yeah. Sorry. Why would they even have to make that point, though? Because if I drank water here and then I went home, I'd have to do shakol on new water if I was going to drink water.
So like, Yochanan argues. That's what I'm about to see. He says differently. That's why. He says, you actually are yotze ha'gafen, you say in shul. You don't have to repeat it when you go home. Again, the Rabbi Yochanan Omar, three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, yidei yayin nami yotzu, even yayin yotze, which means not kiddush, yayin, the brach of yayin yotze. The oz the Rabbi Yochanan letame, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his general shita. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Chanan bar Abai, Amar Rabbi Padas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. What do they say? Echad shino yayin, the echad shino makom, ein sarach levarach. Whether or not you change the wine. Whether or not you change the what?
The barrel.
Right, exactly, from the barrel or to the exactly the bottle, the taste, the appearance. Whether you change that, or whether you change the makom, you don't have to say a bracha. The Rashi in the bottom, the Rashbam in the bottom points out here. You do, however, there's a bracha of tova meitiv. One has to say. It talks about the Gemara in Brachos that there are a number of criteria. If you change to a better wine, you're supposed to say a bracha of tova meitiv, not a bracha of hagafen, but a bracha of tova meitiv. Now, the bracha of tova meitiv is one of those dinim that really unclear whether or not one should really say tova meitiv because it's very hard to fulfill all the various conditions necessary.
Really?
Yeah. Tova meitiv has to be...
We say
like,
it all the time.
Oh, yeah?
When there's two of us, you know, it's like...
Those are one of the criteria. You have to have at least two people. It has to be a better wine. It has to be one that was not... And then the problem with that is some say if you knew about it, if it's in your house... That's considered as if it's on the table in the first place. So there are a number of various conditions. So some don't say tovmeitiv because it's so hard to get it. It might be bracha latala, very complicated. I used to say it, then I learned into it a little bit more. Then I was advised not to say it.
So what we usually do is like, you know, it's usually on a wine that's brought as a guest when a guest comes over, and we usually do a geffen. We do it on grape juice. So it's like we break out that wine, and then there's two of us, and we say it. We sort of planned for it.
Looks right.
They knew I brought you a game.
I made almost a year ago, right? But Hurricane Sandy, right after Hurricane Sandy, we had a baby, and we had a bris in my parents' house in Tina because my parents had a generator. So it was a Shabbos bris in my parents' house.
Wow,
so we had the mower, a frying Perlstein from Farakwe, stayed at our house for my parents' house for Shabbos. So someone brought a very, very fancy bottle of wine. He said, Tova Meitiv. So I asked him what's pshat. He said, if you're telling me this wine is like one of the top wines that are out there, he's certainly going to say a tova meitiv on this. But the conditions are very hard to really meet all of them, so some say be careful before saying the bracha. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan says that when you change the wine, you don't have to say new bracha on the different wine, or even a better wine. Tova meitiv is a different topic. And when you change shinoi makom, also you don't have to say new bracha. So that's why if you had some wine in shul Friday night, and then you go home, no need for a new bracha. Ask the Gemara, top line, Meisive. Shinei makom tzarech levarech. When you change the makom, there's a hesech hadas, you do have to say a new bracha. Shinei yayin ein tzarech levarech. However, if you change the wine, you don't have to say a bracha. There's a tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan tiyufta. This is an unanswerable question. It blows Rabbi Yochanan out of the water. He has no response. Rabbi Yochanan is only an amora. He can't come along and argue on a braisa. Therefore, it's a tiyufta against Rabbi Yochanan.
I'm sorry to be annoying, but no. Maybe he's talking makom. Maybe he's saying makom le makom is second floor, first floor. Maybe he's not saying it's separate house. Just like Rashi says, makom le makom mi bayit l'aliyah.
Umar is about to say that. Excellent. Umar is about to answer that.
Okay.
Yosef Rav Chista, Rav Chista was sitting. Sorry, Yosef Rav Idi Bar Avin, Kami de Rav Chista. Rav Idi was sitting in front of Rav Chista. I like this. Yosef Rav Chista Kamar. Rav Chista said, Mishmei Rav Huna. That which was stated in the Braisa that the Shinei Makom, person who changes location, must say new bracha. Lo shano el mi bayis le bayis. That only applies to two different houses about mi makom le makom lo, but two different places within one house that does not require new bracha, and that how we would answer this this discussion of Yochanan. Yochanan says Shinei Makom ein tzarech levarech. That means makom le makom within one house. You don't have to say new bracha. The Braisa, which says Shinei Makom tzarech levarech, that refers to bias to a bias. Amli Rav Idi bar Avin hachi tanina leid mibmasisa debe Rav Hinik. This is what was taught in the Braisa of that base medrash of Rav Hink. The Amri lay others say bimasnisa debe bar Hink kivaseich. Others would say no. The base medrash of the son of Hink would also have such a Braisa that is the difference between going from bias to going from Makom to Makom. So if that's the case, if this was explicit in the Braisa, that the bias requires a new bracha, makom makom does not require a new bracha, vela Rav Huna, mas nisar kamash malam? Is Rav Huna coming to teach us a Mishnah, a Braisa? Amaram don't come to teach us Braisas. We know Braisas, we know Mishnahs. What's he coming to teach me? So Rav Huna, mas nisar lo shmila, he didn't know the Braisas. He didn't know this. It was part of the Mishnah wasn't part of the Brises, so he said, I'm going to teach the following halacha. Had he known it was a part of the Brises, he would not have taught it. Ein hachinami. Mm-hmm. Visu. Furthermore, Yosef Rav Chisra sat down, v'ka'amar mishmei denafshe. He said something, he quoted himself. He said, Had the amris and shinei makom tzarech levarech, that which we say a makom, changing makom, does require new bracha. Lo amrin ela b'dvarim, she'ein t'unim bracha lacharem b'mkomam. That only applies to food, dvarim, that do not require, she'ein t'unim bracha lacharem b'mkomam, that do not require new bracha afterwards. What does that mean? Right, exactly. Rashbam says there's three medium wide lines down in Rashbam. It says b'dvarim she'ein tunim bracha lachrem bimkomam, things that don't require a new bracha in its place. Meaning kigon, examples, mayim operos, fruit, water. She'einim tunim bracha chashuva b'fnei asma. The bracha you say afterwards, the brain of fashos, the bracha achron is not so chashuv. Right, ela brain of fashos rabos hilkach ein tzarech levarach bimkomam acharem. You don't have to say a bracha when you remember that you left. Divadai came into Omud v'holach b'makom acher amidaso zu higemar sudaso. Once you got up and left, your suda was over. V'hach suda achrisi v'tzarech levarach b'tchila. So you're having water, you're drinking water, then you leave and go elsewhere, you have more water. That's a completely different bracha, and you have to say a new bracha shakel, and your original suda was over. That's when we say you require a new bracha when you go to a new makom. Shina makom tzarech levarach. Aval, says the Gemara, but Dvarim hatunim bracha lachrem bimkomam, those foods that require bracha in the original place, things like mizonos, things that require alamichya, kal v'chomer, things that require birkas hamazon, benching, those things you have to go back to your original place of eating. You have to go back there to say the proper bracha chonam. Those things we say ein tzarech levarach.
So in my world, you don't mean to say bracha chonam?
You do, but if you leave, you don't have to say bracha chonam. After.
If you leave and you're eating again maim operot, you do not bless again.
No, let's say it this way. You're inside the house, you're drinking some water.
Yeah.
You walk outside to get something from your house.
To your neighbor.
You've lost your bracha.
You cannot say bracha achrona on the water that if you left the place.
Exactly.
That's it.
And when you want to drink again, and you go back to your house, to the same place where you're drinking, you have to say a new bracha rishona. You're drinking water, you just took a little break, you wanted to get the newspaper from outside. New bracha on the coffin.
Is that short?
Yep, leaving the house.
If you have your mind on the water, I'm not going to take my mind off the water.
It's a discussion that even like walking outside, like with water and drinking, what are you supposed to do in that case? The water's always with you. It's with you.
every
you're biking, you're drinking while you're biking. Every time you say new bracha because you're in a new place. Yeah. Exactly what to do. These are discussed in the post-kim.
So if you have like a big container of tea or something at your desk, and you know, like all day long, you're gonna take a sip here, take a sip there. So everything.
Well, if you're
sitting at your desk all day, you're walking around.
But if you're in the office, though, you haven't left the building, but you're still in the makom within one bias. Lechor, you shouldn't have to say new bracha unless enough time elapses where you forgot about it. But once you've like left the office building to go get lunch or mincha, and you come back in,
well, tefillah always is mafsik.
Well, not if you're having a bread meal. And bread meal is already different. That's a different discussion. But so that's all by mayim or peros, things that have a bari nefashos, bracha achronam, meal is over. But if you're having mizonos and benching, you're not supposed to leave the house. Like if I have if I'm having lunch and my kids are playing outside during Shabbos, I try not to leave the house unless I have to. But if you do leave the house, but if you do leave the house, you can still go back in and continue eating. You have to say bracha achrona where you are. So that's the difference. That's the shinei makom. That's the difference. When it's a thing that requires that it's only brei nefashos afterwards, then we say shinei makom tzarech levarach. If it has a benching afterwards or main shalosh, then you do not require new bracha because of shinei makom.
I mean, does that mean it means once you come back you don't need to do bracha achrona or bracha, I'm sorry, or once you leave and let's just say you're doing a motzi in your house and you go to somebody else's house, you didn't think about going there to begin with, lechatchila. But you go somewhere, you don't need to do a motzi again?
Correct.
When I get there?
Oh. He's still under the first motzi.
I mean, that goes, okay.
So said the Gemara, said, we said this, but Gemara explicitly asks, my time, what's the reason for this? Because the kiva kama hadar, because you go back to the kiva, the kovea, the makum kavua, you go back to the original place where you ate the bread to say the benching afterwards. So therefore, when you go to a new place, you do not require a new bracha. comes along Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Rav Sheshes Amar, Echad Zeb, Tzarech Levarech. No, both these cases, you have to say New Bracha. What are both cases? Whether it's a food that has burning fashas afterwards, whether it's a food that has benching afterwards, in both instances, Rav Sheshes hold at least, you have to say a New Bracha. Gemara asks, Meisivei. B'nei Chabura Shayu Musubin Lishtos. There were a group of people who were sitting around the table drinking. V'aku raglein, let's say, so they got up to leave. Why? L'kras chasan, to go greet a chasan, or l'kras kala, to greet a kala, give the proper kavod they deserve. Kishen yotzin, when they leave, ein tunim bracha l'mafreya. They don't require a bracha l'mafreya, means the mafreya means retroactively. They don't require a new bracha rishona when they return. Right? When they leave, rather.
They leave.
I'm sorry, when they leave, they don't require bracha achrona, I'm sorry.
It's a bracha achrona, yeah.
Right. And kishen chosen, when they return, ein tunim bracha lechachi, they don't require a new bracha rishona. Bamed, bamamurim, when is this true, the brisa continues, when they don't require new brachos, shenichu sham zokein, ochola, they left the side of someone who's old or sick who couldn't join them to the kras chosen vakala. Aval lohi nichu sham lo zokein lo chola, if nobody's left there, it's empty, the whole suda left, kishen yotzin, tunim bracha l'mafreya. When they leave, they have to say a bracha. Let's first say a bracha. Let's say let's bench, and then we'll go. Kishen chozerin. When they go back, tunim bracha l'chachi. They require a new bracha in the beginning. Now this we used to do all the time. And when I lived in YU in the Heights, we used to do this all the time. We'd have lunch, and we lived across the street from the Beis Medrash. So we'd have lunch, and then we'd with like other families, and we'd stop. We had like mincha, early mincha, just like right across the street. We'd stop, leave the wives there to hold on to our suda first, like this says. Go down mincha because it's a mitzvah down mincha, and come back to continue our meal without having to bench and to say new bracha chorna. We'd rely on this based on this gemara here. Either way,
it doesn't say isha. It says chaleos again.
Chola, chola. So
we'd go get someone from the hospital. We'd just put him by the table. We'd run down and take him back to the hospital.
So the gemara says. So this price. What's the kasha? So midikasani, from the fact that it writes in the Braisa, akru raglayem, that they left, they picked up themselves and left, michlal, divadvarm, hatunim bracha lachrim, bimkoma maskinim. That lashon of akru raglayem implies that they had things that were koveh them, things that require a bracha afterwards, meaning benching. You don't, if you're having mayim and fruit, you don't view it as sitting down, you're being koveh suda, and when you get up, it's not viewed as being okay yourselves. You're not like really established, you're just having some fruit and drinks. But if you're sitting down to have a bread meal, you really sat down and relaxed and took it easy, then you're viewed as being akur raglam. So the deek is, akur raglam implies they had a real suda, they had a real bread meal. So it's something that requires a bracha benching in the very makom where they ate. And then the Gemara continues, v'taima, only because the hinichu sham zakei nechola, only because they left behind an old person or someone who was sick. The kishahein yotzin ein tunim bracha mafreya, when they leave, there's no need for bracha. And when they return, they do not require a new bracha. That's only because they left somebody. If they didn't leave anybody behind. When they leave, before they leave, they say, everybody, no one's staying behind, let's say a bracha achron, let's bench together. And then, when they return back, they require a new bracha rishon, let's wash and say motzi again. Kasha Rav Chista. All this whole discussion, this whole brisa, is a kasha to Rav Chista, because Rav Chista said things that require bracha afterwards in its place, namely things that require benching or main shalosh, do not require new bracha when you return. And this clearly says you do. This is a kasha to Rav Chista. So I guess we'll stop here because the Gemara goes on well into the next daf to answer the question for Rav Chista, but this seems to be a good stopping point.